Blog Talk Radio.
Never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yes.
Anoint my feet.
Celebrate
it down. Raining down here on the battleground.
For your glory,
for your glory.
Battle, and that is exactly what we're doing on this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to say welcome to March and welcome to Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. This is Blog Talk Radio. It is 2023. We are in the third month of 2023, March, and this year is moving speedily. And certainly I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And we thank God for our co-host, none other than Evangelist Terry Rogers, who you will hear later on this month. We have a spirit-filled lesson for you today, so let's get with it. But first of all, I do have some announcements. Want you to continue to keep Amazing Grace Ministries up in your prayers. Certainly, we were still trying to restructure and rebuild. We lost a board member on last year, and I never knew how hard it is to try to recruit board members for ministry. And certainly, please keep us in your prayers. We want the right fit. We want the right one because we want to do the will of the Lord that has called us. And Amazing Grace Ministries, certainly we are thankful for you and each and every one that has donated to this ministry. And certainly without your prayers, without your donations, we would not be successful. And therefore, we will ask that you continue to send your donations to us, whatever you can, whenever you can. And those donations can be sent to P.O. Box 438, 411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. Amazing Grace Ministries, and Amazing is A-M-A-Z-E-N, Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. And I decree a blessing to everyone out in radio land, especially on today, especially on this new month. I decree blessings unto you. I pray that your month will be smooth, that your day may be a blessing, and that favor be given to you unto our Father God who is in heaven. And if you like these words, if you like this ministry, if there's a subject you would like to hear, please, please, please either email me at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com, and I've already spelled amazing, and I do it again, A-M-A-Z-E-N, graceministries@gmail.com, or just text me at 309-750-7584. And certainly I welcome those texts. Now, we are on the line. We are on the air every Saturday morning, and there is a special link that you can link to this service. And certainly I'm going to ask if you want that link on this morning, or if you have a friend that you may want to listen to this lesson later on today or during the week, give me a text at 309-750-7584, and I will send you the link, and you can get this message directly, this particular message that we are going to talk about today. So let's get into the lesson, shall we? Wearing the armor of God prepares us for battle. We also need to identify just where our strongholds are located. Paul, in several portions of the scripture, identify specific areas where the flesh is opposed to the spirit. In other words, my flesh fights the God in me. I'm going to say that again. My flesh fights the God in me. The scriptures list areas of strongholds where Satan can wage war with our walk with God. And if you notice this morning, the song was by C.C. Winings, and it was waging war. So in essence, we are preparing ourselves for that battle. Therefore, we need to identify those strongholds in our lives, and how does Satan use those areas to cause us to fall or to stumble. We have a word on today to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to greater peace, to greater hope, and closer to Jesus. And we are setting the pace for victory. And we have already had victory in the past 2 months. So this month, get ready. Hold on to your cheers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hold on to your cheers. Praise the Lord. This month in March, we are weaponizing ourselves, or weaponizing yourself. So the lesson for the first Saturday in March is my triggers. Are they stealing my fruit or your fruit? Let's read the scripture, shall we? Praise God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:10-13. And if you got your Bibles, you can read along with me. And this is a familiar text. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all, to stand. Going now to 2 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And certainly I just want to get in just one more scripture, and this is just an overview, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, and this is just a condensed version. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and I'm going to say the fruit of the Spirit because there's no S on fruit of the Spirit, it's just fruit of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such thing there is no law. And certainly if you go back to my blog on dated June 6th, 2020, I talked about the fruits of the Spirit, what they were, and you can refer back to that blog. But if not, if you want me to go over the fruits of the Spirit, just send me a text because it was 3 years ago. Pray the Lord. Hallelujah. So certainly if you're like me and 3 years, 3 years ago, certainly a whole lot has happened within that 3 years. So let's do some definitions, shall we? We want to talk about what is a trigger. You know, in a psychological field or in mental health, they talk about triggers, and that's a big thing. So a trigger is the reacting to triggers. Let me say this, reacting to triggers are normal. But if we don't recognize them and respond to them appropriately, they may actually cause a downward spiral, making us feel worse and worse. So when you look at triggers, you want to look at your ability to cope and to develop and to starve off those symptoms. Now, trigger is something that causes you a reaction, something that makes you respond in a certain way. Okay, for example, I see a commercial for a hamburger on television, and all of a sudden, I want a hamburger. Television was the trigger to me wanting that hamburger. So triggers can be things you see, things that come into your sensory area. And what are your senses? Your senses is your eyes, your mouth, your taste, your hearing, your touch. It's five of them. And off the top of my head, I just told you four. So when you look at those and you look at triggers, so those things that make you respond, those things that make you react, and certainly you look at Alcoholics Anonymous and you look at therapeutic agencies, they talk about what will set you off, and that's a trigger. Whatever sets you off, whatever causes you to go from 0 to 60 in 1 minute is a trigger. It may be somebody being negative. It may be somebody that just said something you didn't like, who rejected you, who made you angry. That person is a trigger. So when we look at what do we need to increase our ability to cope when we are faced with those triggers? How do we discuss those things? How do we deal with those things? And those things that we look at in terms of triggers become temptations and they become strongholds. So when we look at spiritual strongholds, so when I look at my triggers, when I look at whatever sets me off, when I look at whatever pulls me back, the Bible says, be angry and sin not. But if I come into contact maybe with a negative or a salesperson that has a negative attitude, or that waitress that has a negative attitude, or that waitress that goes to somebody else when we have been sitting there the longest, we get triggered. We get angry. We get frustrated. And as soon as we get angry and frustrated, we're ready to tell the waitress off. We're ready to get up and walk out. We're ready to give them a piece of our mind. Strongholds. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So when we look at strongholds, and I talked about strongholds, but strongholds can exist when a person has allowed sin to rule in his or her life or simply has tolerated its existence. So in essence, not saying the triggers are those things that allow us to sin, but then there is a sinful nature to us. When we look at our bodies, when we look at the flesh that we're living in, this flesh is not saved. And because this flesh is not saved, it reacts. And when we react negatively, then it becomes a sin. Then it becomes something that we have to repent for. You know, if you look back over, especially, and I talked about waitresses and being waited on, or just somebody that gives you attitude, you react, and you react in such a way that the Holy Spirit checks you and says, you know, you got to go back and repent. That's something that's trying to keep you bound. That's a stronghold. That's an area in your life where God is saying, I need you to be delivered. So when we look at David, and certainly when we look at the fact that he said, search me, Lord, and take out everything that's not like you. When he allowed the word of God, when he allowed God to really look at him and examine him to where he repented, not that he certainly did what he was supposed to do. And if we look down in history, his family was messed up. But God knew and God had a plan for that lineage because he knew that Jesus, his son, was going to come through that lineage, that line. So when we look at strongholds, we look at where we tolerate the existence of things. And certainly in this day and time that we're living in, we seem to be tolerating a lot of stuff because we're saying that's okay. But if we look at the older saints and what they tolerated in terms of reading the word and looking at the word and standing on the word of God, but we seem to have been lax and fallen back and said, we okay. You know, we have to allow for this new generation. But before we do that, we have to understand we must stand on the word of God. So those strongholds become fortresses. And if we look at that fortress, if we look at those strongholds and we look at things that happen in the spiritual realm, so we begin to look at dealing with issues of spiritual warfare. So we look at the fact that when Christ came into our lives, we became born again. And now the new Christians, we find ourselves in the middle of a war we just don't understand. There is a conflict. And we talked about Ephesians, the first three chapters, and that's all I was, not chapters, but Ephesians 6, the first three, the three verses, 10 through 13, because we have to begin to understand that God has to get us to a place where we recognize what sets us off so that God can begin to deal with us, that we may be able to bring down every imagination that creates in our brain to stop us from moving forward. If that waitress had an attitude, then we have been set off. We're angry. We got a frustrating attitude. We feel like we need to lash out, so we react physically when we have to understand that the battle is not a flesh battle, but it is a spiritual battle. So God has set up different tests that we may win those tests. So a lot of times we go through problem situations because God is testing us. What's going to set you off today? What's going to have you move from the Word of God today? What is going to get you? And I said, the Lord sets us up with tests. And see, what I have to go back to say that God don't set us up with tests because he doesn't lead us into temptation, but he allows us to escape. But in essence, he allows Satan to test us. Let me get it right. Thank you, Lord. So when we look at spiritual warfare, and I'm just going to let you have a little bit of this. The purpose of understanding spiritual warfare is so that we can understand the dynamics of the conflict and move forward in victory rather than live in defeat. Our goal is to advance the kingdom of God, take territory from the enemy, and bring souls into the kingdom. If we understand how our enemy works, his traps, his tragedies, then we will not be surprised. So we have to understand that the enemy comes. He comes to defeat us. He comes to set little patterns in our lives, little setups to make us fall. And in essence, if we are not spiritually looking, if we don't apply our spiritual eyes of discernment, then we fall prey to those triggers that set us off. So in essence, our goal is to advance the kingdom of God, Christ's kingdom, and therefore we are waging war. We are here to help the Word of God deliver those that are bound. So a defeated Christian is not an enemy of Satan, and he don't have to worry about us. Hallelujah. He feels like that's one more warrior he's taken out of the kingdom of God, out of commission. And he does that with the small things. I have to repent a lot of times when I go into a restaurant. Praise God. You know, I'm striving to be perfect when I get a waitress that has an attitude. But we have to understand they're not saved, and we have got to begin to intercede for everybody that we have come in contact with. We have to recognize what's going to set us off, what's going to make us angry, what's going to set us back, what's going to make us depressed, what's going to make us anxious. Ooh. Oh, I'm dealing with some stuff. So that we can rightly divide, the Bible says rightly divide the word of truth, so that we can stand bold in the kingdom and defeat the enemy. Knowing Satan's goals allows the believer to have victory over the enemy and not be defeated. We need to understand just how Satan wages war in our lives. And one of the ways he does is triggers. And that's why we're coming to you today with understanding your triggers. I need you to understand what is tempting you, what is making you angry, what is making you frustrated. And a lot of times, if anything is making you frustrated, you must understand that you're not in God's will. You're not in God's divine will for your life. You're not resting. And let me say it like this: resting in the Lord. Because when you get frustrated, you're frustrated of your own accord. First of all, the ministry, the plans that you have, God has given you, it is not your responsibility to make it happen. Let's say that again. It is not your plan or responsibility to make it happen. You're called to be there. You're called to be that vessel. So in essence, God could do the work in you. Even David, I keep quoting David. If you go back and look at David and how he became
king, and certainly the test that he had to go through throughout his life when he was in the fields taking care of the sheep, and God anointed him to be king. He had to go through some stuff. We are going to go through some stuff in order for God to make us. But God will do the making. God will set up each and every scenario because we can't do it ourselves. We can go through the Bible and look at various ones. We can look at Sarah. Sarah messed up. Sarah said, I'm going to help God. Well, God don't need your help. God know what you gonna do, and in essence, when you do it, he turns it around for his glory. But all the time, we have to realize, we have to understand, this is not our fight. It belongs to the Lord. Just like God told the king, I think it was Jehoshaphat, I may be, let me know, give me a test and say, no, Dr. Carey, it was another one. You give me the name of the person, because certainly, you know, as a person of the word, you know, we can't remember everything but what the Holy Ghost brings to our remembrance, praise God. But he told him, Jehoshaphat, thank you, Holy Spirit, that he don't have to fight in this battle. And that's what God is saying today. We don't have to fight, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We have to check our triggers. We have to check those things that tempt us. So in essence, when we talked about temptations, and let me go into the scripture, praise God. I want to get this wrapped up. I hope y'all enjoying this lesson this morning. 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, it reads, no temptations has overtaken you except such that as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Endure. Temptation begins with a thought offering us something that our flesh desires. Let me say that again. Temptations begin with a thought offering us something our flesh desires without consequences or consideration of those consequences. Once, I told you earlier, we talked about television, looking at television, seeing that hamburger on television. That television is a trigger. Now my flesh says, temptation, that I want that hamburger. I go get that hamburger. Now the Holy Spirit gives me a way of escape and says, why don't you get a salad? But I choose the hamburger instead. Now I got to deal with either my blood pressure elevated or my sugar elevated because I got the large fries with a ton of salt on them. Come on. I'm just trying to break this word down so you can understand. That is temptation. God offered you a way of escape by letting you see that salad on the screen just as you get up there to order that hamburger, Wendy's, maybe you McDonald's, Burger King, you know, but they had that big old nice screen of that salad. But you bypass the salad, which God has given you a way of escape to that Big Mac or Wendy's, Dave's Big Burger, whatever they call it, three patties, fries, upscale, supersize it. You know how we do it. So let's define consequences. Is a result or effect of an action or condition. So what are the results of the consequences of what are the results of us getting that supersized cheeseburger? I've already said it. Our blood pressure is elevated and our blood sugar is elevated, and now we're trying to fight sugar, diabetes, blood pressure, and all that. Woo! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's right, but we're talking here. talking about things that set off, that's setting us off, triggers that we are dealing with, and now that we have to go forth, we have to move forward, we have to put on the whole armor, we have to move and understand where we are in this day and time, because we are waging war. We are weaponizing ourselves, and in order to weaponize ourselves, we've been talking about a series of forgiveness, but the series have been everything looking at us and laying aside every weight, every sin, everything that keeps us from moving forward in God. And today we are talking about triggers. Those things is going to set us off and we're going to forget. And you know, you saints of the Most High God that's listening to this lesson, you know good and well, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, you're ready to almost cuss. Because our flesh begins to wage war. Our flesh shows up because we don't want to be, we don't want to feel like somebody has done something against us, somebody that's has rejected, somebody that have offended us, that has hurt us, that has angered us. Sometimes the Lord will allow somebody to say something to you, your flesh rise up, you want to say something back, but the Holy Spirit said, hold your peace and let me fight your battles. Especially that boss that goes off on you, that boss that accuses you of something that you didn't do. Yes, you cannot respond because they're the boss, but you let somebody of your equal status say something to you, you be ready to cut their heads off. But God is grooming us for better. God is grooming us to take authority over this land because we have to stand. This world is worse than it was 10 years ago. This world is worse than it was 20 years ago. That's because Satan is roaring. He is out. He is doing whatever he is bold enough to do. But God is calling for us to weaponize ourselves so that we can stand and see the enemy for what he is. And therefore, we're laying aside every weight, every sin, and everything that keeps us from getting to the prize. Now, I'm not going to talk about the physiological events of triggers because they are. There's a physiological versus physical, and it refers to the body and itself and how it functions. Because there is a physical reaction to triggers, and it's when we get angry, and there's certainly when we get frustrated, our brain reacts, and there's a flight to fight response. So we have all those, and we could talk about. I want to give you some examples of triggers, though. Ooh, praise God, hallelujah! I'm looking at my time, y'all. I'm looking at my time. And some examples of some common triggers are anniversary dates of losses or trauma. And we have to understand, too, with those triggers, we are going through a lot of loss. Family members have been lost, have gone on to glory. There's a lot of violence that has gone on. And so you need to recognize and understand there are going to be emotional times for you. How you react to those anniversaries? How do you respond? And a lot of times when you can't handle those triggers, you have to take it to the Lord in prayer. We have to pull down every stronghold that presents itself and that tries to make us do stuff that is contrary to the will of God or to the word of God. So some triggers may be anniversary dates, frightening news, the news, too much, feeling overwhelmed, family friction, the end of a relationship, spending too much time alone, being judged, criticized, teased, or pulled down, financial problems, getting a big bill, physical illness, sexual harassment, being yelled at, aggressiveness, sounding, aggressive sounding noises, being around somebody that treats you badly, and certain smell, taste, and noises. But there are spiritual response to all of this. We have spiritual gifts, and that's why I had you read, that's why I read Galatians. Because when we look at our spiritual gifts and actions, there are things that relate to us to righteous matters. And certainly when we look at the things that we're dealing with, all that list of common examples and triggers, we must understand that God has given us the authority to be victorious over all of them. These things that relate to righteous matters, gifts that are given to us for spiritual use, and the special ability to know how to use them. So when we look at Galatians 5 and 22, the fruits of the Spirit, these things that working with what God has given us and producing or adding to what we have. So all those triggers, we need to be aware of those triggers. What's setting you off? Not that they are bad, but they can lead to going outside the will of God. And therefore, we have to weaponize ourselves accordingly. And that may mean spending more time in the presence of the Lord. That may mean understanding that the individual that's coming at you is still God's child. Now, when we look at being a child of the Lord, all of our names are in the book of life. But if those don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, then their names are taken out. And we've got to pray for our loved ones, because even in spite of everything that we're going through, we have a helpmate. We have a God that's ready right on our side, that's going to give us a way to escape. Whatever feelings we may have, whatever problems we may go through, we just have to exercise our ability to look up to the hills from which cometh our help and find joy. We may have to put on some gospel music, and we may have to turn on YouTube and get a good preaching message that's going to uplift us, that's going to take us to a deeper level and understanding in Christ Jesus. For I'm going to look, but 1 Corinthians 12:1 reads, "Now concerning the spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Therefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Now, these are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And these are different administrations. There are differences of administrations, but same God." Corinthians 10, 1 Corinthians 10, I want to give it to you correctly because I cut it off. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 reads, and I'm reading again because I want to put it into context as to the weapons and how we use the word to deal with those triggers. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought unto the captivity and the obedience of Christ." The battle is not physical. So let's analyze this and let's wrap it up. One, the battle is not physical. Our weapons are not physical. Our weapons are able to pull down strongholds, arguments, and high things. So even as those triggers come to you, God's word is able to allow you to bring all of them down to size, to deal with every last one of them. The war is is that which exalts itself against the knowledge of God, which is the Word. All we have is the Word. We live by the Word. We stand on the Word. We preach the Word. We speak the Word. We live the Word. Victory is achieved by bringing every thought into the captivity of the obedience of God. So those anniversaries, they're going to come. And that's this life. My sister got out of here. My God sister this year just left in January 3rd, 2023. My sister left here June 21st, 2022. My brother left here June 22nd, 2021. Thank God my parents are still here. But those of you that's under the sound of my voice can identify with me that you have lost something, that you have lost someone. And dates, I quoted all those dates so you know they're special to me. But when I look at the goodness of Jesus, when I look at where God has brought me, when I use the Word to deal with my problems, to deal with every trigger that I am experiencing in my life, then there is an answer. There is victory because God has given me comfort to know they're in a better place. Come on. God gives me victory to know that they're no longer suffering. And that person that may give me attitude at a restaurant, maybe they don't know Jesus and the palm of their the pardon of their sins, but God has given me to be an example and to pray because somebody needs some hope. I can call on the name of Jesus and he's right there. When I feel sad, Jesus, I need some hope. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I can thank God. I can thank God. I can thank God. And when I feel depressed, all I've got to do is say, thank you, Jesus. And when I call on the name of Jesus, I dare somebody out there just to call on the name of Jesus right now. I dare you to just lift him up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus, because if it had not been for you on my side, I have another opportunity to give you the glory and to show somebody the way. Hallelujah. I got to pray, y'all. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you, God, for each and every one that's on the line this morning. I pray for them. I pray, God, for their minds. I pray for their thoughts. I pray for where they are right now. I pray, God, that you'll strengthen them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you'll move them forward. I pray, God, that they'll understand and identify their triggers and bring those triggers to you. And therefore, Father God, I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance. I pray for deliverance, God. I pray, God, that you touch their bodies right now. If there's any sick among us, you told us to call for the elders. And as the elder and the preacher and the doctor over this airways, I speak healing. I connect to every line, every number, every person that has connected to me today, and I declare the salvation of the Lord. I declare healing right now. I declare a new insight right now. I declare movement in the name of Jesus. I decree favor. I decree blessings. I bind the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I speak life in Jesus' name. And if there's someone that will hear this broadcast and don't know Jesus in the palm, the pardon of their sins, I pray that they will repent right now and repent of their sins in Jesus' name and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And certainly if you hear this and you repent of your sins, I pray that you get into a good Bible-based church and know that God is good for you and he'll do you right. God bless. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Or talk with you next time. Bye-bye.